maybe what I said already a little bit, but I think we'll find a disruptor like an Uber for staffing. I see us going to that type of model where if I'm a worker, I get on a platform, an enterprise company, that's that platform is that connection point.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see that become more prevalent.
Welcome to the Talented Podcast by Glider AI. For this special mini-series, Contingent Workforce Leaders Speak Out, we partnered with Direct Collective. At ProcureCon 2025, we interviewed Joel Kammeyer, Senior Director of Contingent Workforce at Epic, who shares his perspective on how AI, direct sourcing, and emerging gig platforms are reshaping the future of flexible work. Listen in as Joel speaks out.
Joel, hello. Welcome. We're here at ProcureCon 2025. How's it going for you today?
Going really well.
Awesome. Anything that you're excited about seeing today?
I'm interested to see AI, what the industry is doing with AI, direct sourcing, a few other things. Yeah.
Awesome. So why don't you give us a little background about yourself, your role, who you work for, what you do.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
So Senior Director of Contingent Workforce at Epic. We're legal services, so we do anything from call center staffing to high-level lawyers in corporate councils.
Awesome.
A little bit of everything. We have a program that's around in 18 countries.
Wow. And how long have you been at Epic for?
I've been at Epic coming up on 6 years.
Okay, awesome. And where are you based?
I'm based in Kansas City,
Kansas,
Missouri.
Nice. Yeah. Kansas City. It's Missouri, not Kansas.
No, right. There's both, but I'm okay. On the Missouri side.
Okay, awesome. AI is ubiquitous, right? It's here, it's everywhere, and it's impacting contingent staffing, the gig economy. And so what we'd like to talk about today with you is, will the gig economy collapse or evolve, knowing all of this stuff going on? So my first question for you is, with AI optimizing talent marketplaces, will staffing suppliers become obsolete?
I don't think they'll ever become obsolete. I think there's a place in the industry for them. However, I think as technology has improved, you're starting to see direct sourcing, you're starting to see that freelance management systems, the gig platforms come about. And so you're starting to see more programs look at this more strategically. So you see, okay, if I can fill this through direct sourcing, why would I pay a markup with a supplier? Yeah. So it's really looking at your program, what roles you can fill internally or through a platform, versus maybe it's a hard to fill role. Maybe it's suppliers that can fill those hard to fill roles. And that's where I think they fit in.
Interesting. Do you see any particular marketplaces becoming more important?
We've used Upwork, so I can probably only speak to that. I do think that, you know, there's millions of people on that all around the world. I think it's really how best to connect that then to your more traditional vendor management system. How do you fit that in the program? Because that is a challenge today for programs where if they have a traditional VMS, how do you make sure that all of that is automated and streamlined?
Right. No, it makes sense. Next question for you. Will direct sourcing and AI-powered talent pools make traditional gig work irrelevant?
I don't think so. I think it'll just evolve to where I think it just makes it easier to find that talent. So whereas used to, as a consultant, you might have had to sell yourself or go out and sell, I think now that technology really makes it easier to connect the end client and that worker.
Right. What skills do you think are becoming more important with this, particularly for gig workers? Like, I guess there's a lot of skills out there, obviously, you know, like what kind of roles or, you know, expertise are...
Well, what I see, not even necessarily for what I staff, but creative marketing roles, you're seeing a lot of that. I think lawyers, that's a great one for us, that if you don't have to go through a supplier, go straight to that gig platform. If you need a piece of work done, a project done, I think that's what we're moving to more so as employers get smarter about it. Maybe they don't need to have somebody on a W-2 long-term if they have 3 months of work to get done. So I think we're moving more towards that. Your workforce still has to become comfortable with having that instability or that perceived instability.
All right, interesting. No, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, second to last question for you. How will enterprises manage a fully AI-driven and flexible workforce?
That's a great question. You know, I think there's always going to be pieces, but I see it going to like your MSP model today. I think it will eventually get to where you're having those an MSP-like version of managing that technology for an organization. an organization doesn't have to evolve with the technology if they maybe outsource that. So I think there'll still be organizations that want to insource, want to control that, but I see that market becoming more prevalent.
Awesome. Well, last question for you, and great insights on that one. 5 years away is 2030. It sounds like such a massive milestone, right? It is the future. So much is changing, right, so quickly.
Yeah.
What predictions, if any, do you have for the contingent workforce ecosystem at large?
I think maybe what I said already a little bit, but I think we'll find a disruptor like an Uber for staffing. I see us going to that type of model where if I'm a worker, I get on a platform. An enterprise company, that's that platform is that connection point.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see that become more prevalent.
Awesome. Well, is it okay if I ask a few more questions?
Sure.
Just kind of curious. So what specific challenges are you experiencing right now with your contingent staffing programs?
I think as the world has evolved post-pandemic, you have a lot of workers that have become, you know, bubbled up to the surface in various markets that maybe, like for us, we're in 18 countries, but we have contingent workers in 25 countries.
Right.
So we're seeing, you know, Pakistan, Nepal, South Africa, where we're not even located, we're finding talent for IT there. So I think as, you know, offshoring was big years back, I think that's become a little more expensive, a little more complex. So companies are starting to look at various other markets, and I think your FMSs are some of what's going on there.
Is the majority of your roles still IT in nature or tech by nature?
We do a lot of operations.
So
project management, call center, claims processing.
Yeah. And do you see the demand for those roles shifting a little bit with more AI coming into play? Or
I see it shifting a little bit. I mean, I think some of the work that our contingent workers are doing will be replaced by AI. But I see more people needing to be quality control. So I think that's where, you know, you have to protect your data. You have to make sure the AI is actually doing what it's supposed to. So I know for us, those lawyers that are doing manual doc review today, that will eventually evolve into we need more quality control than actual review.
Right. So I guess, you know, it's a big scary thing, AI, right? Like what advice would you give, say, contingent workers just looking to like make sure that they have some level of stability if they can have stability? And maybe even the same for contingent staffing executives and leaders, you know?
I think with AI, you have to embrace it. So I know I've told my team, we have to embrace it. We use Microsoft Copilot, we use ChatGPT. We really try to embrace that because if you don't, you're going to be left behind and you're not going to be able to keep up. You know, it's a scary new world, I guess, but I think as long as you have the protections in place, you have your IT involved, you know, trust but verify, I think is what you need to do.
Awesome. Well, I asked you extra questions and I think I got some really great insights from there. So thank you so much, Joel. Is there anything else that you want to share with us or?
No, like I said on my last, I think just embracing that technology, keeping an open mind. You know, I think there's a lot of supply out there and there's a new workforce coming on as baby boomers are retiring, less babies being born. I think AI, you embrace it because we may not need as many jobs.
Right. Awesome. Well, I thought that was great and we got a lot of good insights, like I said, so I'm going to end this.
Okay. Thank you, Joel, for joining us.
If you enjoyed this conversation with Joel, make sure you stay tuned for our next interview in our mini series, Contingent Workforce Leaders Speak Out.